Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I want to challenge you to start small. What do I mean by that? Listen, I'm outside the Hilton Hotel in Polaris, Ohio, which is really Columbus. But listen, I think so many times people want to start big. You know what I'm saying? They want the big stage, the big lights. They want the big impact, the big influence, the big income. So few people are willing to start small. And I'll tell you what, you gotta start small or you won't start at all. Let me say that again. You have to start small or you won't start at all. You cannot expect to just come blazing with big show, big lights. You just can't do it. Now listen, some of you are saying, well, I don't wanna start small. And I get that. You see, what's gonna happen here in about 12 days is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people are going to be showing up from all around the world. And they're going to come up to me and say, isn't this awesome? Isn't this amazing? I mean, look at all these people. They flew in from Australia and the UK and Scotland and Canada and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? It is going to be cool. It is going to be cool. And I'm going to be amped and everyone's going to be excited. But very few people showed up at our first event. I've been at events of ours when we first started, and there were four people. You know what I'm saying? There were four people. And very few people are willing to start small because it's ego, right? I mean, who wants to have an event with four people? It doesn't sound that impressive. But again, start small or you might not ever start at all. And the point is this, folks, like, treat everybody, treat all four of those people like an absolute rock star. That's how you grow. If you want to grow, treat the people that are fans or followers or readers or buyers or consumers, treat those people like rock stars. And guess what? People talk and people are excited. And nobody cares how much people are in the room. They care about how valued they are. And if you can't value four people, you're not going to value 400 or 4,000. That's the lie. I'll get really amped when I have 4,000 people that, you know, when my email list is 50,000 people. Well, listen, our email list is way bigger than 50,000 people, but how did it get there? Because each person who subscribed, we've tried to treat like a rock star. Now, many have unsubscribed over the years because whatever. I don't know why, but all I'm saying is that growth comes, I think, as a result of showing up filled up. You show up filled up over and over and over again, and you do that. We're going on our 10th year next year of annual conferences. And by the way, how cool is this? I don't know if you can see that, but the hotel and the conference center go from way there, and it goes way back there, right? And it's legit. It's fun. It's my favorite week of the year is seeing the family reunion that comes together at the Igniting Souls Conference. But I want to challenge you, start small. Start small or you won't start at all. And don't be afraid if your event, if your book, if your business, if your nonprofit is small, keep showing up filled up. Keep treating everybody that comes across your path as a rock star, and you'll do well. Be a soul on fire today. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.